You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So coming to the Bimekayim to fulfill the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar is Asher Asalach HaAmalek, this Shabbos. The mitzvah that the Rishayim tell us is a mitzvah min HaTorah, comes out that probably, according to most, this is the only time you have a mitzvah min HaTorah to lay in the Torah and shul. Parsha Zohar, maybe also Parsha Spara. Parsha Zohar, a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Gemara tells us that there's a specific time to do this mitzvah. As the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed tells us that why do we have Parsha Zohar Dafka this Shabbos? Because we need to have Parsha Zohar come before Purim. The Gemara brings a discussion: what happens when Purim falls on a Friday? Do you do Parsha Zohar the Shabbos after? Says the Gemara not, and the Gemara says why? You need to make sure to remember HaMolech before you have to remember the mitzvah of HaMolech, of Mechias HaMolech, before you do the mitzvah of HaMolech. Why do you remember HaMolech? Zohar Tashah Sach HaMolech, the laying of the parish that we do the Shabbos. How do you do that see of HaMolech? So the Gemara is basically talking about Purim. The Gemara wants to tell us that Purim must come after Zohar. So Zohar will be before the Asiyah. The Zechira, the remembering, will be before the doing. And the obvious question is what does it mean to do Mechias HaMolech on Purim? How do I fulfill the mitzvah? How do I do the Asiyah of HaMolech on Purim? I'm doing the Zechira, the remembering, before Purim. And I'm doing the Asiyah, the doing, on Purim. That's what comes out of the Gemara. The answer, Parsha Zohar, has to come before Purim, because Parsha Zohar is the Zechira before the Asiyah. In what way do I'm doing the Purim, or I'm doing the mitzvah Mechias HaMolech on Purim? How? We have Seudas Purim, we have Mishloach Manos, we have Atoras Lev Yoinim, we read Megillah. What do we do Mechias HaMolech? Remember the mitzvah of Zechira, remembering what HaMolech did before you go and do it. What's that? The Rambam also has a very specific language when he speaks about the Zechira HaMolech, Parsha Zohar. And basically he says, I didn't bring the sefer over here, but he says the language that you have to remember HaMolech and you have to always keep your hatred to HaMolech. And you should never leave that hatred, never leave that sinna to HaMolech from your heart. Am Yisrael always should live with a sinna, with a hatred to HaMolech.
Where does it say sinna? Where does it say that?
That's what the Rambam says.
Oh, the Rambam says.
Yeah. So the question is, hatred, I mean, you know, especially in the world that we live in, if you're a liberal, you want to hate people. What is this emphasis of hatred? Where does that come from? Where does the Rambam take that idea of hatred? And, I mean, finally we have in the mitzvah, in the parsha of Zechir HaMolech, the Torah ends and says, remember, don't forget, you have to get HaMolech. Timche Zechir HaMolech B'tachas HaShemayim L'Tishkoch. Why? Because the Torah, that's the pasuk over here. The Torah tells us in the first parsha, basically the Torah has two parshas of HaMolech. One parsha is Zohar Tashasach HaMolech, which we're going to lay in this parsha. And then you have the next parsha of HaMolech, is the parsha that we lay in Purim. And that is Vayavoy HaMolech V'yilochem Yisrael B'Refidim. And that is when you have the war of HaMolech at Sefer Shmois. And there the Torah ends by saying, Ki Yod Al Kesko Milchomo LaHaMolech Machmo LaHashem BaHaMolech Midor Dor. There is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol did a Shvua. He gave a swear that he will not, there will always be a war with HaMolech. But the lashon is, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. So it says case, the word case means cheer, but you're missing the aleph. And the word ka is the shame of Hashem, but you're missing the vav and the hey, you have only half of the shame. So the Rashi says, there, the very famous Rashi says, the name of Hashem, and so to speak, the cheer of Hashem is not going to be full. Okay, Shmo Shalom. Only when Amalek is gone, then will be the name of Hashem and the sheer kisa of Hashem fulfilled. What does that mean? Because you have some nation who's fighting Am Yisrael in the world, so it causes the name of Hashem not to be full in the world. Why is that so? How does a Amalek in the world affect the kisa and the shame of Hashem? So, to understand all that, let's start with the idea. We know Amalek represents evil and bad in the world. If you realize in Lashon HaKodesh, the word bad is ra. What does the word ra mean? Ra, as Rav Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Livracha always used to bring the pasuk, it says, Hisro'ai. Ro'ai Hisro'ai Ha'aretz, which means the land was broken, shooken. Bad, Loshon Ra, is Loshon broken. Something not full, not complete. That's Ra. Ra'ua, like you say in today's Hebrew. It's
shaky.
Shaky. It's not full. When a person does something bad, it's called a chet. Chet. What is a chet? Chet is something wrong. But what is a chet in Hebrew? It comes from the word that says kolal matara lo yachti. Yachti means to miss. He shoots to the exactly on point into the exactly with no missing. Yachti means he's missing the target. Chet is when something's being missing. Something ra is broken. Chet is missing. Why is that the lotion? So the answer is Poshet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, we believe, we mentioned here in the Shir many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaLaretz Kvoidoi. He's everywhere. Shivisi Hashem L'Neg Ditomi, that's Kzeu Klal Gadol B'Toyro. You have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you the whole time. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Right? Up, up, down, down, everywhere. He's all over. When a person does something bad, to a certain extent, he, in that moment, that place, he's removing a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the world, from that place. How can you do an aveir if Hashem is right in front of you? If Hashem is looking at you, Shivi Yishen Le'itomi, you're right in front of your face. You can't do anything bad. So Elamat, to that moment, to that extent, he's not here. You don't believe, you're not living with the Chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's over there. So there's something broken over here. There's something missing. The world is not the way it's supposed to be. Any Aveira is really having a broken world, a missing world. A world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain extent, in the eyes of the person who's doing the sin, is not here. And even more so, as Nefesh HaChaim says, every Aveira puts more darkness in the world. Meaning, what's the darkness? The lack of light. The lack of Ha'or of Hashem. The world is a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're having something missing. But the Avi Avoy Satuma, the highest level of Aveir possible, as the Orach HaTzadikim says, what's the biggest Aveir? What's the Shoyrish, the root of every Aveir? The root of every Aveir is Gaiva. Is person feels, I'm a Baruchi, I'm something special. The Gemara in Sotah tells us, very strong lashon. The Gemara tells us, "Omar chizdo v'itim ar ukvo kol odom sheyesh po gasas aruach." A person who's a bal gaiva feels very good about himself. Omar kadosh baruch hu, ein ani v'hu yecholim ladur boilam. Me and him cannot live in the same world. Really? What will say I can't be with him in the world? So obviously it's a figure of speech. But the Maharal explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be everywhere. A Baal Gaiva feels he is, I'm the one who's taking here some space for myself. So in the world of Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, ain't any chulim, but Ladur Bo Yilam Echad, he's taking all the space. Instead of being subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shayrish, the root of all chatoim. Because every avera, in a sense, a person feels, I have some place for myself or for my desires. Now, sometimes it's not so logical. It's an urge. But at the end of the day, the source of a chet is a little bit of a gaiva. The greatest milo that a person can have is to be an anov. Where it tells us, the godol ne'emar b'moshe v'aron, yosem ne'emar b'avron. The greater it says b'moshe rabbeinu, more than Avraham Avinu. Moshe v'aron. Because by Avraham it says, anoichi ofer v'efer. I am sand and ashes. But sand and ashes is also something. Moshe v'aron, they said, v'anachnu mo. We're nothing. The more nothing a person is, the more he's subject to Kodesh Baruch. The more he feels I'm part of Hashem, the highest level of person was Moshe, Moshe Aaron, Nachnu Mo. But Lamaise, in the world that we live today, a person always has something of his own. And that comes, it's brought down, Svarim, that the source of all that is from Chet Adam Arishon with the Nochash. What changed, Adam Arishon ate from Eitz Hadas, not getting into the whole sugya, but the bottom line is, as the says in the Ramban and the Nefesh HaChaim explains, that what changed by Adam Arishon was that before Adam Arishon did the sin, ate from Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was an outside figure trying to convince him and persuade him to do something wrong. But after the Chet, it becomes part of him. He's living now in the world with a Ra, with a power in his body, pushing and telling him, you know, you are something. So you could do this, you could do that, pushing him. He's not complete, he can't completely subject himself to Hashem. That's what says the something brings that what it says in the Gemara, that there was people that Nesu be'et yoshel nachash, that died because of the Eitzah, the cause of the Nachash. It doesn't mean that they didn't do anything wrong. It means even though they did everything right, but something in them, in their personality, in their feeling, that, you know, a person in this world, in Olam Hazeh, always has something of his own, where he has some koyach in his body. And that koyach is the power that blinds him a little bit from completely seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu in a full light.
That Gemara, by the way, seems to be inconsistent with Ein Adam Baritz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yech.
Yeah, that's exactly the Gemara. That's what's coming to answer. Yeah. How can it be? He says, no, it's not a stira. There was a few exceptions. It's not an exception. It is exactly what the Gemara means. There's always something wrong. There's something wrong. That is the bad in the world. All the bads belong to the same place. The lotion that we use brought down in the Zohar already, it's called Sitra Achra. What does Sitra Achra mean? Translation, the other side. Sitra is the side. Sitra Achra, the other side. What does it mean, the other side? I mean, we have one side is a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, and the other side is to create some kind of a illusion that we have another option. That started with the Nachash, that continued in the world. Says the Arizal, who is the Ummah, the nation, that represents in the world this bad, that is Amalek. Amalek is the one who covers and creates that illusion of something which is not here. Chazal tells us, when Amalek came to fight Am Yisrael in the Midbar, Rashi brings, Yivri Chazal, that nobody wanted to start with Am Yisrael. And the Chazal brings us the example of Ambatya Rotachas, a very boiling bath. Everybody said, you can't get into the bath, this bath is too hot. Until one guy said, I'll jump into the bath. He jumps into the bath, he burns himself. But now people are really not so scared to go into the bath. That's what Amalek did. Nobody wanted to start with Am Yisrael. Amalek started the first war, and then he opened up the gates for everybody else to start up with us. What is the example of that Ambatya? What does it mean? If you take that example, you look into it. That a hot bath, is it boiling hot? Yes, it is boiling hot. If it's boiling hot, so how did the guy jump into it? Did he get burned? Yes, he did get burned. So what changed? He created an illusion that it's okay. It's not okay. The same fear that we had before to jump into the bath still exists. But this guy did it. So he gave the illusion that, you know what? The guy did it. So, you know, maybe it's not so bad. The whole mahalach of the nachash is to create an illusion. It's not so bad. You know, Hashem said not to touch it. Touch the tree, you'll see it won't be so bad. That illusion, the creation of something which is another dimension, which is outside of the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what the Ra does, the Sitracha, the other side. That's what a Molech is all about. A Molech is Gematria, the numeric value of Ram, 240 Ram. Ram, the word Ram means Ki Ram Levavcha V'Shachachta. Your heart will get up, you become a Baal Gaivo, you feel too good about yourself, and then you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You stand on your own. That's what a Molech is all about. That's what the Pasuk means. Kein Hashem Shalom Ve'Nekise Shalom HaChimach Ezor Shalom Molech. Meaning, when a Molech is in the world, you create that illusion of something which is not the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not the whole world. Nan Meloi Chalor, it's Kvaydoi. So yeah, there's no name of Hashem, the name of Hashem is not full, and the kisa of Hashem is not full, because you have some kind of an entity in the world which represents a sitra, or the other side. So the other side, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not fully revealed the way what we're aspiring to in this world. Amalek is Ram, he causes the Shein Hashem Shalom and the kisa Shalom. That's what the Rambam says, that you have to hate Amalek. Because we have another mitzvah. In the mitzvah that we say twice a day, Shema Yisrael, we say what? Ve'yohavto es Hashem Elokecha. You have to love Hashem. With what? Bechol levavcha. Bechol nafshecha. U'bechol moidecha. You have to fully be immersed in the love to Hashem. 100% with no reservations. So you may let anything that disturbs you, if you love something so much and it takes you away from it, the other side of the coin is hate. You're not hating Amalek, these people. You're hating the concept that Amalek brings to the world. They bring the concept of a place which is a sitra achor, meaning you're not fully immersed in Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why you hate them. The mitzvah of Zeicher Amalek, you have to read in the Torah, you have to remember that there's something here that created a lack of the lack of the full gil of Hashem in the world. And it's not a place over here, but it comes out that Amalek started the Milchama Berefidim, which led, they started the Milchama, the war with Am Yisrael, because Berefidim, Rafi Yadim, and Atayrus, so it's Mashma from Tzfarim, that caused them to be Rafi Yadim. And the Pashup Shat is because Am Yisrael did not learn Torah well, Amalek came. Because of that, Amalek also caused them to do that, so they had a control on them, which caused them to get the Torah and not the best way possible, which led to Chet HaEgel and led them to losing everything as well. So Amalek is really the source of all the falls of Am Yisrael. Timche Zecha Amalek, that's if they take out the Zikaron of Amalek. Zikaron of Amalek is brought down, as Fasema says it as well, that, and many other Sfarim, that the Zecher Amalek is not only that Ummah, that nation in the world, but it's also in your heart. It also means you have to take away what the bad in your world. Because Amalek represents that you have a tzad, the Baal Gaiva, that you're standing on your own, that you have something which is missing. You have to take that away. That's the Timche Zecher Amalek. Removing any disturbance, not only from the Ummah, but also from yourself. That's what the Mechas Chinuch says. When you listen in Torah anytime to the halacha shir that we brought on Sunday, we went into it a little bit more in length. But Chas Chinuch says that's possible that even when Mashiach comes and there'll be no more Amalek in the world, we'll still have a mitzvah to remember Amalek. Why? According to what we're learning, to remember always to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shiris Hashem Neg Vitomid, take away all the things that disturb you. That's the idea of the mitzvah of Zecher Amalek. Last week we started to speak about the Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael Perek Megillah. Let's go back into it and be me'ayin, dwell into it a little bit more. The Mara says the following. The Mara brings the Halakha Shemoini, as we mentioned, that says that all the mu'adim will be bottled, will be canceled, lost, lovoy, when Mashiach comes. Ches Mashiach comes. Except two, Yom Kippur and Purim. So says the Maharal. Last week we quoted the Pirush of the Maharal, but not the Maharal himself. The Maharal himself says, so why is Yom Kippur and Purim different? Because Yom Kippur and Purim are both Muyadim that belong to Tchias Amesim. Revival. New life. Why is Purim and Yom Kippurim belong to Tchias Amesim? So Maharal says the Pashup Shad is because Yom Kippurim came after Am Yisrael did the Chet. They lost the Luchas and they got the second chance. They got the new Luchas. And Purim is because Am Yisrael had a Gzeirah, a decree, Lahashmid, Laharo, Egulabed, it's called a Yudim. Came Purim and we were revived and reborn, so we have a new life. So both Mu'adim represent bringing new life. That's what the Tchias Amesim. So Rosh Shapir Zechet Zayin Levracha explained the Maharal a little bit more. What's the idea of the Tchias Amesim that you have with Yom Kippur and Purim? And we gotta just go again to understand. We mentioned that the Nachash in Chet Adam Arishon caused the went into the Adam. Conceptually, the idea of the Nachash was some kind of a source of wrongdoing that tried to influence the Adam from the outside. After he did the Chet, it became part of who he is. The Yetzer Hara in his body. The struggle with that. So, what's the solution? Let's say the way we brought it here a few times, the way the Shlo says it. The Shlo says, the Medrash tells us, the Adam HaRishon, after he did the Chet, says, he was Oymid Bedin, V'yotza Bedimus. He stood up in judgment, and he won judgment. And that's a simon to Rosh Hashanah. Every year we have Rosh Hashanah, a simon for Adam HaRishon. The same Adam HaRishon had a judgment and he won. Also, we're going to have the same thing. So Esther Shlo, what are you talking about? Adam HaRishon won? I mean, did he come out Zakai from the Beit Vindin? He's dying and all the generations after him are going to die. Seems like he came out guilty as possible. So what does it mean that Yotza B'dimus? So it says the Shlo, a very, very important fundamental idea. Adam HaRishon has Misa, needs to die, not as a punishment, but as a reward. Meaning, now that Adam has the bad in him, it's part of who he is, the only way to live a life of Tchias HaMeisim, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only if you separate the neshama from the body. You move the neshama, let it go to Gan Eden. The body goes into the ground over here, rots, decomposes, like the seed of a grain, and then after a while, will re-immerse, will be reborn, a new body without the zohama, without the dirt that the Nochash gave us, and then the neshama can come back to the body, and live a new life. Says the Shlo, that's the idea of Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim means, not that we die, why do we die to live again? Just don't die in the first place. The answer is, the body that we have today is so filthy and dirty, full of Zerahama, of a Nachash, that you can't live with this life in the Tchias HaMeisim. Unless the Son Tzadikim. But a regular guy can't do it. So you must separate the neshama from the body and then allow the body to rot and reborn for it to come again. That's what Adam HaRishon won in his din. He got, you know, he the verdict was to his side. You want to go back to Gan Eden, you want to go back to Olam Haba, no problem. You can have to die and come back. It's not a punishment. Tchias HaMeisim is that your body, before Tchias HaMeisim, the body is incomplete with the neshama. There's a friction. The neshama is aspiring to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shavis HaShem LeGitomit. But the body always has something. Ein tzaddik asher aseh tov v'lo yechta. Even the biggest tzaddikim have something in their body which is a sitrach, which is the yetzahara, which is the amaleki that each one has in his body. The only way to get rid of that is to let the body die and reborn. That's the soid of tchias ha-meis. Says Rav Moshe, Yom Kippur and Purim are 2 days of tchias ha-meis. And what were the 2 days of tchias ha-meis? And that's what we mentioned last week. The 2 days of tchias ha-meis is that you don't have that friction between the neshama and the guf. Usually we have that friction. We have a neshama who is shvisa shel negitomi, then you have the body who's pushing the other side, and even the biggest tzaddik still has something in him which makes it darker to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And usually you're fighting about it. There's 2 days that you're not. Yom Kippur is a day where you are here, with you, but it's a day of the neshama. The body is basically ignored and just is being carried with the neshama. Then you have Purim, where you take away the das, take away the machshava of Adam, and you're living a life where your body is immersed. You don't have a das, you take away, you get drunk, and you remove any control of your body to symbolize that your body becomes part of your neshama. And this comes to the whole idea of Purim. The whole idea of Purim is that in Purim, you're standing in a place where there was a decree, La'ashmid la'arug la'avitz kol yehudim minar v'adzokim. And there was a revelation that you should know, no. With that decree in this world, you still have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned last week. Meaning, in this world, in this olam hazeh, in this place of darkness, you really don't have darkness, you're overcoming the darkness. Haman is Amalek. Amalek is the one who's darkening the world. The Gilui and Purim was, you uproot Amalek. You uproot Haman. You have a revelation of a Kiseh Shalem v'Hashem Shalem fully. I was able to take away the darkness. Maybe only for a moment, only for 1 day. It's not fully. You still have a lot to go. But you have some kind of a Gilui. Ah, the darkness is removed. A Moloch is out of the world. Somewhat of a Moloch is out of the world. As the Tzaddik says, Megillah, which is the Ikar Mitzvah of the day of Purim, is Lashon Gilui. You're revealing. Who are you revealing? A Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where? Everywhere. Everywhere. The whole process of this world is we're living a life that has a darkness. That darkness is what is the Amalek, is the Yetzer Hara, is the bad in the world. That we can't fully appreciate and connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in Purim is 1 day where that darkness is gone. And that's what we're mentioning, and that's the Maharal, it's really Maharal, that says in a Chodosh, the idea of Chayav Inish Abisuya Pura, you have to get drunk in Purim, is to symbolize that. I take away my das, I become fully bodied. I'm only a body. I'm only a goof. How can you be only a goof? Being only a goof in this world is very bad. Being a goof, usually you always have to control the goof. You always have to be on top of it. But in Purim is 1 day where we say, no. You can be a goof. You can be a body. There's no problem. Why? The body's going to go and push you to darkness. We have an Yitzchak. We won a Moloch. We took away that darkness. So it comes out that Purim is the day that you actually won and win, continue to win a Moloch every year. Every year you're winning a Moloch. How are you winning? You're beating a Moloch. You're taking away the darkest a Moloch has. Now that we understood the first part of the shir, that a Moloch, the only concept of a Moloch is not the nation, they have these people that you're fighting. But a Moloch, the pshat of a Moloch is that they create that darkness in the hest of Hashem in the world. And Hashem Shalom, Akisa Shalom, you have a place of a sitrach on the other side. So the 1 day where that is removed, it's a day of prayer. So the asiyah of mechias Amalek is in prayer.
So you don't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there by itself.
Right. We do it by doing the Megillah. Our mitzvah, how do we do that? Is by reading the Megillah and, so to speak, reliving the Nitzach and Haman. We know that Nitzach and Haman is only one thing. You have to beat Amalek. What is it, being Amalek? It's not only to kill the nation, but it's to bring that concept to the world. For you. our avodah in Purim, what Chazal gave us is we're reliving the Nitzarchon of Haman, and we're reliving it by living a life which is a life of a guf, which is Shalom. Obviously, that's part of the avodah. And the davening that we should have is, so should we really zoichet to get that avodah? But according to that, just to end the shir, that's what it seems to be. The Gemara says, La hagdim zechiro lasio. You do Parsha Zohar before Purim. Because Zohar, you remember Amalek, and in Purim, you're doing Amalek. What do you mean, you're doing Amalek? In Parsha Zohar, you remember you have to remove that Amalek. And Purim is the one day we have a little bit of a revelation of that removal. And that influences us to remove Amalek by us in a to a certain extent. We should be Zohar to really have the mitzvah of Zechir Samalek, so we can prepare for Purim to do the Asiya Samalek next week.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.